If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Wow. You know, it's a new year. It's a new administration in Washington, D.C., and you sort of prepare yourself. We knew there was a lot of stuff that was going to happen in the first couple of weeks of the Trump White House. That we were preparing all of you for that. That there was going to be multiple things happening, and to just be prepared, put some Red Bull on the Wheaties. But I got to tell you something, folks. I did not have Dr. Phil capturing illegal alien pedophiles on my bingo card. I did not have that on the card. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday to you. And ladies and gentlemen, I just have to tell you, when I woke up this morning, the moon was shining just a little bit brighter. And then when the sun rose, the sun was shining just a little bit brighter. The birds were chirping. There are no flowers because it's, you know, 25 degrees outside. But if there were flowers, I think they would be brighter and more colorful. And people are actually smiling. Nobody's honking their horn in traffic. It is just a great day to be an American. And I hope that you are feeling this. And I hope that, you know, I was talking to somebody over the weekend. We had a huge Republican gathering. Oh, I forgot to tell you about it. I've got to tell you about that. So we had one of the largest crowds ever for the Republican Party reorganization. It was remarkable. Normally they have about 100 people turn out. They had hundreds of people. I think 700 people, maybe. I may be off on the numbers. But it was huge. I'm counting like a Baptist church deacon. So I think maybe there were like 500 or 600. But it was a huge crowd of just regular folks coming out and saying, you know what? If Donald Trump can make America great again, then by golly, we got a shot at making Memphis great again. And I love that. I love that spirit. I love that energy and that excitement and that enthusiasm that we can do anything in the world. And you want to know why? Because by golly, we are Americans, ladies and gentlemen. So a lot happened over the weekend. I want to say first and foremost, congratulations to our good friend Pete Hegseth, now Secretary of Defense. And it was disappointing that Mitch McConnell, the Swamp Turtle, and Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, they voted against President Trump's nominee. It took J.D. Vance stepping in and casting the tie vote. But it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he got it done. He's over the finish line. And as a matter of fact, Pete Hegseth already speaking, and we're going to play some audio a little bit later on this hour of the show, but Hegseth has already started rooting out DEI and all of these, let me put it this way, any service member wearing a feather boa won't be around much longer. It is a great day to be an American. And then yesterday, let me say this about yesterday. This was brilliant. So you had the president of Colombia, and the United States had filled up a couple of military jets with, I think all total, it was about 160, almost 200 illegals who were originally from Colombia. So what's happening is they're going into these neighborhoods and they're rounding up all these people. And this is a 24/7 operation. And by the way, the border czar, Tom Homan, dare I say, may I use the biblical term here, he is a badass. And Homan is out there, and he's not sitting in some office wearing the suit and just doing the TV interviews. This guy is boots on the ground, and he is literally arresting these bad guys. I've never seen anything like this. Remember back in the day when they first started the cops, bad boys, what you gonna do? Yeah, I'm not a very good rapper. I'm a white guy, but you get the point here, right? That's what we need. We need an ICE reality TV show. I would be watching that 24/7. Could you imagine what a great show that would be? So anyway, you got Holman out there and Dr. Phil's tagging along and they're arresting all sorts of bad guys. And it's a beautiful thing. I've never seen anything like this. As a matter of fact, one of the guys, they brought Dr. Phil along on one of the ICE raids in Chicago. And Dr. Phil is out there. I mean, he's like, put me in the danger zone. And so they put Dr. Phil in the danger zone. And so anyway, they're arresting all these people. And the audio is not so great, so I'll have to interpret for you. And so they've arrested these illegals. And the guy's looking at Dr. Phil. He goes, buenos dias, señor. Are you Dr. Phil? And he goes, well, yes, I am Dr. Phil. Yes, Dr. Phil? Ooh, muy, muy. I don't know. My Spanish is really limited to the menu at Taco Bell. My apologies. I see you on Dr. Phil. Yes, you see him on Dr. Phil because he is Dr. Phil. Oh, gracias. And so then they cart the guy off, and he's back to whatever third world country he came from. And I know there are people out there that are very upset because they say that we should be kind and we should be loving. But I believe the kind and loving thing to do is to send these people back to where they came from. I believe the kind and loving thing to do is to welcome the people wanting to come into America the right way, the legal way. And yeah, there may be people out there that are fleeing some sort of a terrible calamity in their home country. And yes, we can help those people. But that's not who we're talking about here. We're talking about molesters and pedophiles, murderers, rapists. We're talking about traffickers. We're talking about some very, very terrible people. By the way, we've already located, I think, 75,000. The Trump administration has already located, 75,000 missing illegal alien children out there who were brought across our border without mommy and daddy. Can you imagine the reunions that are going to happen back in Mexico and Guatemala, I believe the GS Island? Can you imagine? Donald Trump is doing what the Biden administration refused to do. They refused to secure the border, and the reason why they wanted all these people coming into this country is they wanted to destabilize the country. That's what's really going on here. So there is a teacher, and this guy in Fort Worth, Texas, Northside High School, he's a substitute teacher, and he said, hey, look, because people are literally urging ICE to come to their neighborhoods. You've got people all over America now posting messages and videos on X and TikTok, and they're saying, come to our neighborhood. We've got illegals in our neighborhoods. And by the way, what I love about this, it's black, white, Hispanic, because the Hispanic Americans are some of the most outraged over what's been happening at the border. So, Dylan, do we have this audio? The lady from, I believe, Chicago, and she was fired up, and she said, hey, look, I'm glad Tom Holman's coming to Chicago.
Final thoughts are, Tom Holman, you are welcome. I voted for President Trump. And let me tell you something. I was one of those lifelong Democrats. I started voting at 18, voted in every election, voted Democrat in every election, except this last one, because I'm just tired. I'm tired of the same old thing happening from the Democratic Party. I'm so glad that President Trump is now delivering on some of his promises. I heard Stephen Smith ask this earlier on Bill Maher's show, what has the Democrats delivered for us lately?
Pardon me, I was drinking some community coffee, pecan praline flavored. Yes, amen, ma'am, amen. What has the Democrat Party done but destabilize every town, every city, every community in America? By the way, guess what I saw driving through my neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen, just yesterday? It was a Homeland Security vehicle. They're even here in Memphis, Tennessee, rounding folks up. Now, I want to prepare you for something, and you may have already started seeing this. The media is going to launch a full-scale propaganda campaign, and you're going to see all these little Mexican women, grandmas out there, and they're going to be crying and weeping and talking about how, you know, they came in and knocked down the doors. And it's all bogus, because that's not what is happening here, all right? Grandma Consuela is not getting hauled out of the house and thrown into the back of an ICE van. That's not happening here, all right? What is happening is the people they are arresting right now, these are gangbangers, these are rapists and drug dealers and cartel members. These are very bad people. So I want you to remember that. You're going to be seeing a lot of the sob stories. A lot of them. I just gave me a turbicio lettuce. No, you didn't. And that's it. They're not getting the people picking the lettuce. They're going after the people that are engaged in very horrible crimes. That's what's going on here. So while all that is happening, may I just say, this is my favorite story of the day. My favorite story of the day. So President Trump is out there playing golf. It's Sunday. The man's been busy. He was in California smacking around Gavin Newsom and Mayor Karen Bass. It was remarkable. Then the president goes, can you imagine, the president goes to Vegas and he's walking through the casino floor. And can you imagine, you're just sitting there, you're playing craps, and all of a sudden you turn around and there's President Trump cheering you on. I mean, that's, people were chanting USA, USA in the casinos. So anyway, Trump is out there, and he gets back. He's flying back to, instead of the White House, went down to Florida, and he spent the day on the golf course. The guy deserved a day off. I mean, it's been an insane week. And so Trump gets a call. He's like in the middle of a round of golf, and he gets a call saying, Mr. President, the president of Colombia is not allowing our military jets to land. We've got these military jets that are full of illegals, and they're not letting them land. Now, if this had been the Biden administration, we would have been like apologizing publicly to Colombia. And you know what Trump did? He was like, no problem. The governor or the president of Colombia says the U.S. cannot treat Colombian migrants as criminals. Well, keep them in your country, El Presidente. He says, I denied the entry of American planes. The United States must establish a protocol for the dignified treatment of migrants before we receive them. So Trump in the middle, he's crafting this message in his golf cart, all right? He's down at Doral in Florida, and Trump says, the order was given by Colombia's socialist president, Gustavo Petro, who is already very unpopular amongst his people. Petro's denial of these flights has jeopardized the national security and the public safety of the United States. Trump goes on to say, so here's what we're going to do, people. We're slapping them with an emergency immediate 25% tariff. Every coffee bean that's coming out of Colombia. Then he said, if they want to keep it up after 1 week, we're going to knock it up to 50%. Then he ordered a complete travel ban and visa revocations for all Colombian government officials, including their allies and supporters. And he also ordered Customs and Border Protection to give a special inspection for all Colombian nationals and cargo. In other words, a bunch of Colombians just got to third base with our TSA agents. So all that to say, and so the president's doing this on the golf course in his golf cart, ladies and gentlemen, before Trump even made it back to the clubhouse for a delicious, refreshing, cold diet Coca-Cola, the Colombian president did a complete 180 and said, oh, mi sorry. Señor Presidente, please forgive me. And Trump said, yeah, no problem. No problem. We're sure it was just a miscommunication. And then Trump says this, but just to make sure, we're going to keep those tariffs in place until you let that flight land. I love this man, ladies and gentlemen. Are you excited? Are you excited about what Donald Trump is doing right now in this country? 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. The new heart-pounding military thriller Valiant One has everything you need in a movie. With tensions high between North and South Korea, a U.S. military chopper crashes deep in North Korean territory. With the platoon leader dead and no rescue coming, young Sergeant Edward Brockman must find a way to get the survivors back to safety. He must rise to the challenge to lead his team on a daring escape through treacherous and hostile territory, with enemy soldiers hot in pursuit. Only courage can bring them home. Valiant One has all the grit and explosive action you'd expect, along with the story of survival and bravery under fire. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. All you need is the popcorn. Don't miss this new action thriller from Briarcliff Entertainment and Monarch Media. Valiant One, featuring Chase Stokes and Lana Condor, only in theaters January 31st. The new heart-pounding military thriller, Valiant One, only in theaters January 31st. All right, so the border czar, Tom Homan, says that if they have to, they're going to go into schools, they're going to go into churches, wherever these criminal illegals, these very dangerous people are hiding out, they're going to go. And that has stirred a lot of anger among folks like the U.S. Council of Bishops, Catholic bishops, also some churches, evangelical churches even, are saying they will not allow ICE agents to enter their churches to round up these very dangerous criminal illegals. And I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, your thoughts on that. Do you have a problem with the feds going into a church and pulling out these criminals? Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. All right, let's start our day in beautiful North Carolina. Lisa is on the line. Hi, Lisa. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. Glad Soros hasn't bought you out yet.
never, Lisa. Never.
Good. As far as the church thing, I'm going to pass on commenting about that. But I did have a comment about Dr. Phil. As I was telling your call screener, during the last election, Oprah, I'm a boomer, I kind of grew up with Oprah, and she was like my third mother. So I was extremely disappointed that she would even endorse Kamala. That surprised me to begin with. And then the money, you know, supposedly the money thing. But Oprah was represented somehow with Dr. Phil back when, I don't know, the meat industry was trying to sue Oprah. And that's how they got there, I guess. I don't know. She was also the Epstein kind of tie-in. I don't know how I'm going to say this. But anyway, so Dr. Phil, I really don't trust him. I know on one of his programs, Matt Walsh, he gave Matt Walsh a hard time when Matt Walsh was, you know, standing up or standing against the trans ideology that this country has done to the children. And
so what concerns you about, why don't you trust him? What concerns you about Dr. Phil, Lisa?
Well, and I think with our new administration, hopefully they're going to do the Epstein list and get that out there. And, and Dr. Phil just has, I think, some, I just question him. Now that I don't, you know, Oprah has shown her true colors and they seem to.
Well, you think Dr. Phil's on the list or something?
I don't know. But, you know, I'm wondering if this is his new PR, you know, try to get out there to maybe get us in front of, who knows. But he does have, you know, a publishing company. And I believe Ghislaine's dad had something to do with publishing and people in the doctoral PhD. You know, I don't know all of the story, but it just seems kind of, you know, my eyes have been opened now. And so I just don't trust
Dr. I haven't heard anything like that, Lisa. I mean, it may be. I don't know. It may not be. I know that President Trump is promising to have that entire list released, and, you know, then we'll know one way or the other. I would be willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. I know he's broken from Oprah. He's got his own media company now. And at least everything I've seen on the illegal immigrant side, you know, it seems to be on the up and up. But we'll keep an eye out for him, Lisa. All right, got to run, my friend. Thank you for calling in. 901-260-5926. Our number, that's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. For a number of years, customers have been asking if MyPillow sells cross necklaces like the one Mike Lindell proudly wears every day. Well, they are excited to announce that Mike has partnered with a jeweler right here in America to create a beautiful sterling silver MyCross. You can save 30% today using promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square or call 800-839-8506. And be sure to use that promo code STARNS. You can choose from the women's or men's style. The MyCross for women has a more delicate look, reversible with mother-of-pearl style translucent white enamel on one side and black enamel on the other. The MyCross for men has a slightly larger cross with black enamel and a slightly longer, thicker chain. This amazing offer won't last long, so order now. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are across this country. We have some great guests coming up. We're going to be talking to our good friends over in California and our great affiliate there in Santa Clarita, also Statesville, North Carolina, on President Trump and his visits to both of those disaster zones. Also, our good buddy, General John Tykert, is going to be here to talk about Pete Hegseth, and Reagan Reese, who is the new White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, is going to drop by as well. It's going to be a lot of fun today. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's start with Pam in Memphis, Tennessee. And Pam, should we tell people you have a connection to this radio program?
I do, but you don't have to. Yes, I'm Grace's grandmother by marriage.
Grandmother-in-law. I love it.
Yes, that's right.
We love Grace. We miss Grace.
I adore her.
She is great. Pam, what's going on?
Well, I don't know if you heard this today, but there was a very short little quip on the news that said that Trump, and I'm very amused by this, is sending IRS agents down to the border. And I don't know if you remember during the Obama administration, when he built, I don't know if it was ever completed, but he was going to build these huge facilities and hire thousands of IRS agents.
Pam, those facilities were going to be big and beautiful, by the way. Not just huge, but big and beautiful.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, you started to wonder why they had to be armed, and that was another thing that was going on. They were all going to be armed. And so when he said that he was sending them down to the border, when Trump, President Trump did, I was very amused by that. And I thought, well, good, he's repositioning them for something constructive.
Pam, according to the White House and our sources, President Trump sending nearly 90,000 new IRS agents. Remember, those? That was a big controversial thing in the last couple of years, was the hiring of those IRS agents. But Trump's going to be sending them down to the southern border to guard the border. The president also issuing an indefinite hiring freeze for the IRS, so they're not getting any more new employees.
I'm so glad. I am delighted about that. And there are a lot of issues that are going on in our nation that he's undoing, and I'm delighted about that.
Pam, I know that you're very involved in Republican politics, and I'm just curious, over the weekend, for me, it was just so exciting to see hundreds of Republicans coming out and getting re-engaged. Do you guys feel a sense of, enthusiasm in Memphis being a blue city?
Yes, I'm ecstatic. Yes. And there were so many people around me. I had conversations with a lot of people that had never been involved before. There was a young man sitting, and I say young compared to me, sitting next to me that he said, I've never been to anything. He said, I want to be a part of it. He had children. There were other people that were there that had not been involved before. So I'm hoping that we have just a real boost for our Republican Party. It was very exciting.
Pam, thanks for calling in. By the way, I just texted Grace, and she says, OMG, with a little happy smiley emoji. So,
I'll text her in a minute. Thanks,
okay.
Todd.
All right, Pam, thanks for calling in. We really are. We have a lot of new listeners, especially in Kansas and Salina, Kansas. We're like a great big front porch on this radio show. You never know who's going to drop by. And we love Grace. Grace used to be our executive producer before she went on to bigger and better things. And, of course, now Ben Dieter has that role. And we're just blessed all the way around. Let's go to Jackson, Tennessee, Miss Dottie. Hi, Miss Dottie. What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be my neighbor?
Well, come on down to Germantown.
Well, thank you. But I wanted to make a suggestion. Maybe President Trump is listening to your broadcast or one of his administrators. Now, if the Christian or the religious organizations are giving him a problem about the ICE agents and the immigration agents coming into the churches, all he has to do is terminate their 501c3s or their 501c4s, and maybe that is equivalent to a tariff that they could, you know, terminate that, because, see, most of these organizations are tax-free. So if they terminate their tax-free exemptions, then maybe they'll cooperate.
You know, it seems to me, Miss Dottie, and one of the untold stories, a lot of church groups have been getting millions and millions of our tax dollars to take care of these illegals. And I know, for example, Catholic Charities put out a video yesterday on social media announcing to the illegals how they can avoid ICE agents. For me, that's aiding and abetting right there. You know, you're helping people break the law. And the idea that you're going to be using your church house, and I think it really desecrates the church house, the house of God, when you're intentionally harboring some very dangerous people inside your church walls.
But like I said, if they're using their tax-exempt status, which is, like I said, a 501c3 or 501c4, if they're terminated, then maybe they'll have a change of heart, because they won't have the money, the taxpayers' money, because they don't have to pay taxes if they have those exemptions.
Well, I like this idea. I like where you're going with this, Miss Dottie, because, again, I mean, the other side of the coin here is that if you have a situation where you've got, let's say, an evangelical Christian church, and they invite President Trump, how many times have those churches been reported to the IRS and their tax-exempt status has been threatened? Meanwhile, all of these woke churches, they play politics all the time, and there are no penalties. So you're saying, fine, if they want to disobey the law, they lose their tax-exempt status.
Okay, well, now that we have a new sheriff in town, then they have to be more careful, and then they can have, I was listening to the radio earlier this morning when he was going to have a problem with the president of Colombia.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Well, all he did was just tell them, okay, we're going to charge 25% if you don't take your illegals back, or we'll up it to 50% if you don't take your illegals back. So I think that same stick and carrot could be used for the churches that want to break the law and help illegals.
Miss Dottie, the wise sage from Jackson, Tennessee. Well said, ma'am, and give us a call back. Thank you for that. By the way, did you see all the do they still have hipsters? Dylan, are hipsters still a thing? No, he's shaking his head. Do you know?
No, I don't think there are hipsters anymore.
Had they grown out of it?
What is a hipster?
Well, a hipster used to be like they would have the skinny jeans and wear the ball caps and have shaggy hair.
Yeah, I mean, there are people wearing skinny jeans, but I don't think they call themselves hipsters.
I see.
Yes.
One of them now, of course, they're all older, so they're putting on weight, and they're still wearing the skinny jeans, and they kind of look like, you know, muffin tops, right? You know, where they're just kind of like, yeah.
Yes.
They're billowing out of the jeans.
Not very hipster.
Anyway, they're all complaining now because they're saying, you know, our coffee prices are going to go up. Have you been to a Starbucks? I mean, these people are paying, what, $5-6 for a glass of coffee, for a cup of coffee? They can't even spell your name right. Come on. So anyway, all that to say, I like where Miss Dottie is going with all of this, folks, that if the churches are going to intentionally break the law, and we're hearing about that even in places like Tennessee, where churches are willing to defy. There were churches where the pastors, and these pastors are all woke, all right? But they're all very influential in their communities. Well, we just don't like to talk politics in our pulpit. We just believe that Jesus loves everybody. Can't we all just get along and sing Kumbaya and just love people to the Lord? Just love them to the Lord. What would Jesus do? Would Jesus build a wall? No, I don't think he'd build a wall. He'd love people. We're just one big happy family here. And that's what they do. And they're saying that Jesus would welcome the illegals into. There's nowhere in Holy Scripture where that is. They literally built walls around cities to keep people out in the Bible. And these are the same people that think everybody's going to get into heaven. They're going to be very surprised on Judgment Day. I'll just leave it at that. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Pam in North Carolina. Hi, Pam. What's on your mind today?
I have an idea on how Tom Holman can get the money for these illegals to be deported. Since the NGOs are making billions of dollars, why can't we confiscate their money since they broke the law bringing them in? I mean, that's what they do with drug dealers. They'd confiscate the property they got by ill-gotten gains.
I love that idea. Pam, that's a great idea.
I think so.
Yeah. Pam, all right, I'm putting this on the list because that's a terrific idea. And look, here's the deal, and I know it's really shocking a lot of people here, and the media especially. And Pam, thank you for that call. What's really shocking the media is that Trump is delivering on all of this, and Trump doesn't care. I was watching a video on social media, and I wanted to play a little bit of it, but there is so much bad language, we couldn't play it. But I want you to understand what's going on here. The men are in charge again. And by men, I mean red-blooded American men who are oozing with toxic masculinity. And these men don't care what you think. As a matter of fact, we're going to play some audio coming up in a little bit about it. And J.D. Vance illustrated this point when he was doing the interview with the CBS anchorette, Margaret Brennan. And she thought she was so smug, but she was whimpering like a schoolgirl by the end of the interview. And the reason why is people like J.D. Vance is a man's man. Donald J. Trump is a man's man. Tom Holman is a man's man. So is Pete Hegseth. They've got a plan. They're going to deliver on that plan. And it may offend you. It may tick you off. It may make you angry. It may make you cry. But you know what? They don't care. Remember when you were a kid and your dad laid down the law? Back when we were growing up, back in the 80s, the greatest generation, back when Gen X was growing up, daddy was in charge. What daddy said went. Daddy wanted fried chicken for supper. Guess what? Mom was in the kitchen frying up some chicken in the skillet. That's how things were. So we have now returned. We have now slammed on the brakes. And we've taken over this wussification of men in America, and now the men are in charge. And it's going to take some time for people to get that into their system. But the feminists are freaking out now because they realize that the men are wearing the pants in the country right now, and it terrifies them. But let me say this, the good people of Colombia, they learned a very important lesson, and every country in the world needs to pay attention to what just happened on Sunday to the nation of Colombia, because this was a good old-fashioned case of FAFO. I will clean this up for our radio audience, but they fooled around and they found out. That's what happened. And I'm hoping that other countries are cluing in here on what's happening. But all I can tell you, when it comes to Donald J. Trump, ladies and gentlemen, daddy's home.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, folks, if you haven't been paying attention, you need to start. The economy is getting a little squirrely. Oh, by the way, this just flew all over me yesterday. So Margaret Brennan from CBS, the anchorette, the lady anchor, she was doing the interview with J.D. Vance and trying to get him, catch him on some things. And she said, "Where's the executive order lowering the cost of eggs? Where is that?" And J.D. Vance did a wonderful job. "Woman, be quiet." And then he explained to her how the economy works. So all that to say, it's going to take a little bit of time, right, for everything, for the prices to start coming down. And the processes are in place. It's just going to take some time. So all that to say that things are going to be a little rocky in the economy right now. We knew all that going into this. So here's where we need to be focused. We need to be looking out for our retirement plans. Some of you are just starting your savings and putting money aside. And I want to encourage you to diversify your savings and your retirement plans. And one of the ways you can do that is with gold. And we've got our friends from Priority Gold. They come on all the time. And we love those guys. They are in the business of educating you and helping you fortify your savings with gold and precious metals. So they want to help you out. And the first step is getting a free wealth preservation guide. There's no conditions here, no strings attached. It's just a step-by-step roadmap to help you understand why you need to fortify your savings with gold. Here's how you can get it. Text Todd to 24999. That's Todd to 24999, or you can visit PriorityGold.com to get your free guide, and you can do that right now. Do it at the top of the hour news break. Again, text the word Todd to 24999. Well, I got to tell you, I am so proud of our good friend Marcus Lemonis. Many of you watch his incredible program over on CNBC. He is also the CEO of Camping World. And there was another situation with one of their giant flags. You know, they fly these huge American flags outside of all of their dealerships around the country. And Greenville, North Carolina has decided to wage war. They decided this is the hill to die on. And so they said, "Look, here's the deal. That flag violates our zoning laws, and you got to take it down. And if you don't take it down, well, we're going to start slapping you with fines." And so Marcus Lemonis said, "Yeah, I'm not taking that flag down." And he's being pretty defiant about it. So far, they fined the company over $1,100. And every day that Old Glory flies, the dollar amount goes up. And Marcus Lemonis, who is actually from Lebanon, right? He came to this country legally. How about that? And he became an American citizen. He says he is a proud immigrant. And that he flies, the reason why he flies these giant American flags is because he wants to convey how much he loves his adopted country. Could you imagine if natural born American citizens had that sort of mindset? Isn't it interesting that he's not flying the Lebanese flag? He's flying the American flag. And that says something to me. So anyway, he said that he was given the blessing of being able to come to America and become a citizen, and he's grateful. And so now he's got a little slogan trending on social media, no American flag is too big. So I say good for you, Marcus. And if you're looking for a camper, might want to head on down to Camping World. The guy who owns the place, yeah, he's a great American patriot. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour two of the big show coming. I mean, that was a fast hour. We'll be right back, America.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American.
So I was watching this video of Al Sharpton, the Reverend Al, and the Reverend Al going into Costco with a bunch of his activist pals, and all I could think of was, wait a second here. You know, when I have to go into Costco, which is not that often, and I'm going to explain why in just a moment, but I got a Costco membership. I don't know why I got a Costco membership. I really don't need a 72 pack of Charmin. I really don't. And that's the smallest thing they have. You know, I don't need a 5 gallon tub of salsa. There's only so much salsa a guy can eat. But I do love their shrimp salad. It's very delicious. I can scarf that down. But anyway, I digress. But when you walk into Costco, first of all, you got to find a parking spot. It takes forever and a day to get the parking spot. You get to the parking spot. And then when you walk in, you got to show them your Costco membership card, right? And it used to be where you just could flash it and they, you know, you walk in. But they literally stomp you now and they have to make sure that the face matches the person and the customer. And it's just a big mess. So then you get in there and you go shopping and you do all of your shopping. And you, after you go through and you, of course, you have to self-checkout. And you got to do all of that. And then you don't have any bags, right? So you got to cart all the stuff out to your car. But before you can do that, you've got to stand in another line for, 20 minutes? Because they have to inspect everybody that comes out of the store. And it just seems to be, I'm on a Costco rant here for a moment. But it just seems to me that we would be saving a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of frustration if we just had checkout clerks. And that way, they would know that you are paying for everything that you're buying. And when you haul your stuff out of the store, it's paid for. You don't have to show everybody a receipt. And I don't know about the Costco that you go to, but the one I go to, it's the one over by the Wolf Chase Galleria in Memphis. And I don't know if they've got a problem with theft or whatever, but they go through every single thing on the list. And you know, and what gets me is there's not like a line for people who just go there to get the shrimp salad, because normally that's the only thing I'm going to a Costco to get is that shrimp salad. And so I'm standing there and I'm just waiting and waiting. And I always get behind the people that are buying for like the Duggar family, right? 72 boxes of mac and cheese. All that to say, and then you got to show your ID. And I don't know if they do this at your Costco, but then when you're before you're getting ready to pay, you've got to show that you've got your membership card, and then you got to scan the membership card. It is a pain in the derriere. So all that to say, somebody sends me this video, and I'm watching Al Sharpton coming into the Costco. He didn't have to show a card. Nobody in his entourage had to show a card. They just walked right on in and got their $1 hot dogs. And I'm like, what is going on here? I'm at talk about black privilege. I want that kind of privilege. So anyway, Costco is in the news, and Costco has decided that they are going to stand in solidarity with the DEI movement, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And Costco really doesn't care what you think. Oh, by the way, Shanklin just texted in. Starts out was your mistake. They count the shrimp. It takes forever. It does. It's like one little shrimp, two little shrimp. But they're good shrimp. I'm telling you, it's good stuff. I will say this, though. I've switched over to the Whole Foods. They've got bigger shrimp, and they're just as good. So anyway, Costco is now embracing the whole DEI movement. And Al Sharpton showed up at the Harlem Costco to support the DEI policies. Here's a headline from the New York Post. Reverend Al Sharpton. Okay, this guy is not a reverend. He's a charlatan. Reverend Al Sharpton leads Costco buyout in support of company's controversial DEI commitment. Marie Pohl and Deidre Bardolph, the writers of this piece. Reverend Al and about 100 of his followers descended on the East Harlem Costco Saturday to support the company's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion practices. Sharpton says, we're supporting those who are not rolling back DEI. It's very important for us to be here. I want to see your membership card, sir. The demonstration was in response to President Trump's crackdown on DEI initiatives this week, which put federal employees working on such initiatives on paid leave and shuttering offices dedicated to DEI. Now, if you missed that story last week, we had a lot going on last week, ladies and gentlemen, but Trump came in and said, every single person that works for a DEI office in the federal government, you're now on paid leave until we can figure out where to either put you someplace else or we're going to have to fire you. They're shuttering and defunding every single federal DEI office. Your tax dollars aren't going to be used for this nonsense anymore. Meanwhile, 98% of Costco shareholders rejected a proposal calling on the wholesaler to evaluate risks posed by its DEI policies. Reverend Al says, we will stand with those who stand with us. He gave attendees a $25 gift card to shop during the buyout event. Did they have membership cards? That's all I want to know. President Trump's order was an outright affront to the black and brown communities, Sharpton said. Is that true? Is that true? Are DEI policies an outright affront to the black and brown communities? Because what Sharpton is saying here is that without those DEI policies, that black and brown people would not be able to get good jobs. I believe that DEI is actually a form of racism that impacts both black and white. Because what they're saying is, well, we don't think the minority people are as smart as the white people, so we got to give them an upper leg. That's what DEI is. That's racist in my book. I believe that we should always be hiring the best of the brightest, no matter the color of their skin. I believe MLK preached a sermon about that. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Costco is now doubling down. And whenever you shop at Costco, which, again, this is why I'm turning in my membership card. I'm done with Costco now. I can buy my shrimp somewhere else. No, I don't know if Whole Foods has the D. I don't know. I hope they don't. Otherwise, they're going to have to. May I just say something here? This is disgusting. I apologize. I know it's the lunch hour. Can we talk about Kroger for just a moment here? I want to talk about Kroger. And where's Ben Dieter? I know Ben Dieter's a healthy eater. Oh, Ben Dieter, the healthy eater. That rhymes. Dieter, I got a question for you. Because Dieter is, he eats like fruit and vegetables and all that kind of good stuff. So anyway, I was making a salad last night. So I went down to Kroger and I got the lettuce and I got the baby cucumbers. I don't like the big giant cucumbers. I like the little cucumbers. They're easy to chop up and put in the salad. And I like the seedlings. I don't like the seeds. Anyway, I digress. So this has been going on for a good 3 months now at Kroger.
And I don't know if this is just in our area, but Ben, I go and I buy produce, whether it's an onion or a tomato or a bell pepper, and I get home and it's rotted. It's like, so yesterday I thought, well, maybe if I just dig into the pile of onions, and I dug down and I got onion juice, which was black onion juice, and it was like a totally molded, mildewed onion. And I've been complaining about it. I'm like, guys, you know, I think something's, I don't know where you're getting your produce from, but it's rotted.
That's what they said would happen when Trump started deporting illegals. They wouldn't be...
Well, that was quick.
I hate to turn everything political, but no, you got to really watch what you pick up in the produce aisle. Do you examine it? Do you do the, like, the
360
look at all the corners of the fruit? You can even taste and sample the fruit before you take it home, or the vegetable. You just have to pay for it. But you have to watch and examine those products.
This is maybe this is just a unique issue here. But I miss the farmer's market.
Here's the thing. Yeah, we're in Memphis, and so we're not in some of those zones where they get around the clock sunshine. So really, until I would say May, are we going to get actually fresh produce? The raspberries, the strawberries, the lettuce, tomatoes, blah blah blah. And it's coming. It's nice outside today.
Oh, it is nice outside. All that to say, I went without produce yesterday.
You're really cooking up a storm. I've gotten quite a few messages on Friday. The last thing you said is maybe we do a cooking show on the Todd Starnes Show, and all you want to do is talk about cooking. So I'm saying we roll out maybe a segment a week.
Not all I want to do. I thought about, you know, maybe we could give lessons on how to make good Southern food. You know, everybody's doing the canned stuff these days. It saddens my heart when someone breaks out they want to, you know, bake biscuits, and it comes out of a can.
Mm-hmm.
That to me it's a sin. It's un-American.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Pillsbury as much as the next person, but, you know, I think that's a sin against God.
Yeah.
Right? I wrote a book about it.
You wrote an entire book, yes.
About biscuits. Mm-hmm. don't be showing up with a can of biscuits.
Someone asked me the other day, is there actually recipes in the biscuit book? Yes.
Of course, there is.
It wouldn't be the biscuit book without a recipe. Todd's basically Betty Crocker.
I have... without the wig and without the high heels. And, yeah, okay. Jeez. Thank you for that, Ben Dieter. So all that to say, Costco is an anomaly right now because a lot of these big companies, McDonald's, even Target, has announced that they are doing away with the whole DEI crap. And I think what's happening is that these, and by the way, these businesses all along, Ben Dieter, they were never like pouring their hearts and the soul and pledging allegiance to the rainbow flag. They had a gun to their head. Mm-hmm. And the gun to their head was the Human Rights Campaign. And they went out there and they bullied all of these companies. And they said, you will bow down to us or we will destroy you.
But like, why Costco? Come on. It's Costco. Why are they the only corporation in America in 2025 still hanging on to DEI?
You know, people buy their underpants there. Did you know that?
In bulk, I've heard. Yeah, you get like 45 pairs of long underwear. Exactly. Yeah, and here's, I don't know if I can say this on the air because it's probably a crime, but
I will
actually steal the company card. And by company card, I mean Todd's Costco card. So now they're facing big boycotts, and I'm curious, do you boycott a place like Costco? I guess a lot of people are ripping up their Costco cards.
I mean, I feel bad for the Mormons and the reality TV show families because, you know, they got big families.
Yeah,
you know,
the Duggards need Costco.
They're churning out babies over there. And maybe the Catholics too, you know, because now they're saying that the Catholics are starting to procreate.
Yeah.
It's all part of this, you know, from the last segment. Donald Trump is daddy, and the men of America are in charge again.
Can you not say that?
Well, it's true.
Daddy's home.
Daddy's home. Get the belt, boy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you remember when you were kids, wait till your dad gets home.
Yep.
You know, daddy's home.
Or there's a different connotation to daddy's home. But
Go stand in the corner.
I'm
That's
done.
Inappropriate.
Bye, guys.
All right. we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. Why do you think that these companies are getting rid of their DEI policies? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to Georgia. Smoke is on the line, and Smoke, I understand you've got some guidance on produce.
Hey there, buddy. Hey, we love listening to you. We like you here in North Georgia.
Well, thank you.
Yep, here in Cleveland, we got a Walmart. We don't have a Kroger. I never get bad onions, and I don't never get bad lettuce. And I the produce is right there. You can see it all. And we don't have that kind of trouble here.
Really?
I guess it's because we're just a bunch of rednecks, and everybody else is in the city. I don't know.
Well, it may be. I mean, you know, the Kroger I go to is in the city, and in the summertime, I'm all over the farmers markets. I love knowing where my beef is grown. I love I never buy tomatoes out of season. By the way, I learned my lesson the hard way there.
You don't like greenhouse tomatoes?
No, sir. I got to have them right off the vine, Smoke. And really, I treasure a good fresh tomato sandwich in the summertime.
There's nothing better than a big beefy tomato. You're correct. It's nice and juicy, and the ones grown out in the field are always the best.
This is true. This is true.
But yeah, I'm going to let you know on a little secret. You like salad. When you buy your head of lettuce and take it home and wash it, put it back in the Walmart dark bag or a dark bag and put it back in your refrigerator, and it will last you another 6 to 7 days.
Get out of here. Really?
Don't just put your head of lettuce. All yeah, right. Don't put it back in there just in the open. Cover it up with something that's a little bit dark, and that lettuce will last you 4, 5, 6 days longer.
Well, I have learned something new. Smoke, thank you for the tip there, and tell all the folks at the Walmart there in Georgia we said hello.
Yes, we have a good one. And like I said, you're a good one, too, and we appreciate your fight. And don't never give it up.
Well, I'll do. I can promise you that. Smoke, God bless you. And, again, tell all of your coworkers we said hello here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Our flagship station, KWAM, making some statewide headlines today. Kristen is on the line. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Hi, Todd. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. And you were part of this huge, incredible event over the weekend that's going to make Memphis great again.
I was so fortunate to be a part of that, Todd. It was truly a grassroots effort to usurp power from elitist establishment people, to take the power back and put it where it needs to be, which is in the grassroots movement with the people. We've taken it back. It was an amazing win, and we are ready to hit the ground running and get to work as quickly and as soon as possible, because as you know, Todd, there is an awful lot of work to be done here in Shelby County, which is a very blue county, but we're ready for it. We're ready for the challenge, and I'm super excited to have been a part of it.
You know, I know that there are Republicans in Texas grappling with those issues right now, Republicans in Georgia, and I think it's exciting to see that grassroots folks like yourself stood up and said, you know what, we're going to fight for this. It's worth fighting for.
It is worth fighting for. You know, we endured about a year and a half or so of abuse from the former regime. We stuck with it. We did not give up. We did not quit. They tried to. They tried to struggle us, Todd, but we stayed strong. We were in it
you
for the
sure
long
did.
Game. And in the end, we knew that we, you know, what we were saying would prevail and we would be victorious. So I'm really, really pleased.
Kristen, congratulations. That music means we got to scoot out of here, but well done you. All right, hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
All right. Over the weekend, President Trump in North Carolina, also in Los Angeles. And I will say there was a reason why Gavin Newsom did not sit down for the interview, the press conference with Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and the others, is because Donald Trump handed their hat to them. It was unbelievable. Trump was large and in charge in both of those states. And I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have with us two great friends and also affiliates of the Todd Stern Show, Joe Messina in Santa Clarita, California, host of the Joe Messina Show, and our good friend from WSIC, the owner and general manager, Justin Kazepas. Guys, hope y'all are doing well today.
I'm doing fine, Todd. Thanks for having me on the show. It's always a lot of fun.
Same, Todd. Great to be with you.
All right. Justin, I want to start with you. President Trump, boots on the ground. How was his arrival there received by the folks in North Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of love and gratitude for the fact that the president was willing to come out here to North Carolina this early on. Obviously, got a lot going on. They're doing a lot of things. And it just was so interesting, the moment that he got up there. He chose to let the people of Western North Carolina have the time. And so it was very, very cool to watch. And, you know, people's stories and hearing them actually what's going on in their life. It was quite moving.
Joe, I know that the president was also in Los Angeles, and I was really impressed by a couple of things. First of all, the First Lady Melania Trump, she was actually speaking in her native tongue to some of the survivors of the wildfires. But the president really showed himself to be large and in charge at those meetings.
Oh, no kidding. It was great. Look, even my Democrat friends were giving him credit for what he did at the table that day. And you could just see it from the minute he got to the airport. You saw Governor Newsom, I mean, tried to be tough, but forgive me, but how can you be that tough with that howdy doody face of his, seriously? And he put him right in his place, and you're right, Todd. He didn't go to that meeting because he knew he was going to have his head handed to him, just like the Mayor Bass did. And, you know, Trump laid it into her as well, but he didn't do it in his old way. He did it in a great way. I mean, his comment saying that, hey, I've got executive powers and I'm using them to fix things. You have the same executive powers I do. You need to make it happen. And when she tried to wiggle out of it, I loved it. Again, 18 weeks is too much, or, you know, this many months is too much. You can do it now. You can get, I was there with those people. They want to get started. You can do it now. And then the other comment that I loved that he made is when she said, we're just trying to keep them safe. He said, safe from what? There's nothing left to burn. God, he was in rare form. I loved him.
It really was. And Justin, again, when you look at the total devastation there in North Carolina and the complete failure of FEMA, I know that Trump is saying we've got to return the emergency management apparatus back to the states and do something else with FEMA. Do you think that's a good idea? What are people saying there in your state?
It's an amazing point to bring up, Todd, because the key word there being management. And to John's point, right? If you look at how California, right, the development of California, how it's happened, or the amount of people, the pure population there, as compared to a state like North Carolina, that is seeing now this phase of population and real time development of this area, multiple pockets across the entire state, in real time and happening, and being able to learn a lesson. And so it's a real question, right, with Governor Stein and with Republicans then having the majority inside the state house. And how do we work this thing together? If all of a sudden North Carolina and these states in general across the entire country, each of us obviously looking at what's going on in our actual backyards of local, how do we manage it? Who's going to be in control of this? What's it going to be like? Love the idea, right? So we've now created the broad spectrum. Government has complete control, or the people have complete control. Where do we land in the management of all of this is certainly up for conversation.
Yeah. Justin Kazepas with WSIC, the owner of that great radio station. Joe Messina from KHTS, our great affiliate there in Santa Clarita, California. Joe, Trump said something. We're going to go a little conspiratorial here, guys, if that's okay. Trump was asked about the fires, and this is the exact quote. It looks like, I don't want to say what it looks like, but you know what I'm going to say. It looks like something hit it, and we won't talk about what hit it, but it is a bad, bad situation. And I'm wondering what you think that is, Joe, that he's talking about.
Well, I can't wrap my mind around this. I barely made it out of high school, but he's talking about some of the underlying tone that some kind of beam, some kind of power beam hit it, set it on fire, and that's what started the whole thing. The fire started the first big fire in Palos Verdes started over. Palisades started in a backyard. Now, the inside word from somebody I have over at the fire department says, you know those fire logs? Because we're not allowed to burn wood in our fireplaces. I don't know if you guys do that. It's against LA County.
Wait, what?
We cannot. It is illegal to burn wood in your fireplace in LA County.
Justin, yet another reason why you need to stay in North Carolina. don't go anywhere. Jeez.
So apparently the man started the fire at his fireplace, and then he went to go to bed. The log was still burning, so he put it in his backyard thinking it was going to be fine. The winds kicked up, and then you just take it from there. This is the story I'm getting so far. But, yes, you can't burn wood in your fireplace. There's your news headline.
But it is interesting. I mean, and the DEW, and I had 46,000 people engaging on this on my X feed over the weekend. And I just asked a simple question. What do you think Trump was talking about? And to a person, folks were saying this all looks intentional, that it was possibly some sort of a directed energy weapon. But, you know, it's interesting, and maybe we'll find out. Maybe we'll never know. But, Justin, there were a lot of people, you know, theorizing about what was really going on in the western North Carolina mountains as well.
Man, Todd, it was such an anomaly of a river, and we talked about this last time I was on your show. Will we ever know why God allowed that to happen? I don't know, and I wish I could put my hand on the Bible and say what I think scientifically or whatever way the answer is. But again, I don't know. But the real question is, Todd, here from. Has our government been lying to us this long that, like, really, like, all these things are going on? I mean, look, RFK files, MLK, all this real stuff that's, like, been of, like, secrecy for so long, when you just kind of put it out there, what's going to be the effect? We're all watching that in real time, too.
No, it's, yeah, I mean, and again, the lack of information, the lack of trust that people have in their government, and rightfully so, because the government's been lying to us for so many years. And so when you don't have the people being forthcoming, that's when you get these, conspiracy ideas going. Justin, I'm curious, are people starting to see movement in Western North Carolina? Are they starting to get the resources coming in?
We're definitely, I mean, there's definitely now movement, and it seems like there's certainly been a significant uptick effectively from what I'm seeing on reporting online, right, and utilizing X as a wonderful way to connect, right? And it's not a promotion of the platform, by the way, no way, shape, or form, right? Like, I'm the top signal on any kind of stock ever, too. I'll say that out front, since anybody can just buy stock, so I'll just say, don't buy it based on me ever. We are seeing the resources flow in to North Carolina. And again, we know even when you talk about it, right, the power of radio. Todd, look at your national show. When a subject is discussed and put in the forefront, that's when we start seeing the action behind it. And so just grateful for the opportunity for North Carolina to continue to be a topic of conversation, a wonderful place to live. But don't come here, forget you ever heard about us. Enough people are already here.
Well, well said. I understand that, and we do our best, you know, on the national show as well as on Newsmax to, you know, keep people updated and what's going on there, because the national media, they've just moved on. And real quick here, Joe, when are people that, and that was the big question, is when are people going to be able to go back to their homes? And Trump said, you know, and again, the mayor was like, oh, you know, well, they can go back now. Well, they can't. And Trump was pointing that out. It, you know, waiting a week or even a couple of days, it's too long. Let the people get back to their homes.
Yeah, the LA Department of Public Health put out a notice that they weren't allowed to go back because of the toxic chemicals that might be in what's left of the debris. And the mayor should have known that. The mayor should have had a clue. She's not plugged in at all. So they won't be able to go back until that's lifted. And the mayor doesn't have a right to simply lift that because the L.A. County Board of Health covers the city and the county at the same time. So there's going to be a battle there over that. She was the same woman who forced us to wear masks almost a year longer than anybody else. So I think you're going to see a fight happen there. And I hope Trump does hold up the money by saying, look it, you don't let these people back in, then I'm not giving you the money you need to start cleaning it up. It's that simple.
All right, guys, we're going to have to leave it there. As always, Justin, Joe, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.
All right, good guys right there, great radio stations. This is interesting, though, this directed energy weapon. They're saying, oh, we saw these beams coming down from the heavens, and that's what started the fires. And it's a real thing. I mean, this directed energy weapons are real things. Whether or not they were used to intentionally create the fires, that will be open for discussion. But President Trump opened that door when he said what he said, leading many to speculate what exactly did happen there in Pacific Palisades. All right, we've got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be heading over to the Pentagon talking to Brigadier General John Tykert. He's got some intel on the Department of Defense and Pete Hegseth and all of the changes that are happening. Hegseth says this, no more DEI at the Department of Defense, no exceptions at all, none whatsoever. I want to play some audio here, and we're hoping to establish contact with our good friend Art Alley. In the meantime, I want you to hear, this is Martha Raddatz talking to Tom Holman about the illegals. Cut number three.
I want to go back to those military flights going south. We, as you said, we have never seen that before. Is that going to be a constant commitment from the U.S. military every single day
yes.
to take deportees out?
Yes.
So is this what we will see every single day? Day ending in what the president has promised is millions and millions being deported.
Yes, but you're going to see the numbers steadily increase.
The estimates of perhaps those who have been convicted or arrested in the past, 700,000 to over a million. So after you do that, then you go after everybody who is there illegally.
If you're in the country illegally, you're on the table. Because it's not okay to, you know, violate laws of this country. You got to remember, every time you enter this country illegally, you violated a crime under Title 8, United States Code 1325. It's a crime. So if you're in the country legally, you got a problem. And that's why I'm hoping those who are in the country illegally who have not been ordered removed by the federal judge should leave.
All right. And by the way, he's 1,000% right. And I know this is really triggering for a lot of people out there, but the reality is, this is what Donald Trump got elected on, and they are delivering down to the T. Cut number four, please.
So tell me what the definition of success is over the next 6 months, over the next year, by the end of the administration. What is mission accomplished here?
Taking as many public safety threats off the street as possible. Watching illegal alien crime in the United States decrease. Ending it. Deporting every illegal alien gang member in this country, including Trendawa and MS-13, making our country safe. When we see the crime rate from illegal aliens go down, that's a success. Every public safety threat we remove from this country is a success. Every national security threat that we find removed from country's success, there's no number on it. So my success can be based on what Congress gives us. More money, the better we're going to do.
I noticed you didn't put in that list of things that will be mission accomplished and success, getting every immigrant who is in the country illegally out. Why not?
Because I'm being realistic. We can do what we can with the money we have. We're going to try to be efficient, but with more money we have, the more we can compensate. If I don't have the money to remove that millions of people, I'm not going to sit here and one thing, no one can say I haven't been frank in everything I've said. Our success every day is taking a public safety threat off the streets or getting a national security threat out of here.
Yeah, this is very simple, folks. It's black and white. And I just love the fact that Tom Homan is out there and he is leading the charge on the streets. He's not doing this from some cushy office in D.C. He is on the streets with ICE and all the other agents that are rounding up all these illegals. Meanwhile, these wackadoodles are coming out of the woodwork. Here's a teacher in Texas who says he'll be harboring illegal aliens. Cut one, please.
Why does being a teacher grant you the authority to commit federal crimes by harboring illegals? First of all, you heartless witch, these are not illegals. These are children. Second of all, these children didn't come here because they wanted to. Their parents probably brought them here. Why? Because they wanted a better life for their kid. And if wanting a better life for your kid is a crime, aren't we all guilty? Third of all, I am not harboring anybody. These are children going to school. But if they needed me to harbor them, I would any day of the week.
Okay, first of all, why am I not surprised that guy's a teacher? Look, here's the deal. Yes, they are children, but they're here illegally. They're illegal children, all right? They're little tiny illegals. If you want to call them that, that's underage illegals. We can call them that. It doesn't matter. Every single, just hear me on this, folks, and some of you, Starnes is just heartless. He's just a heartless Christian nationalist. No, Starnes is not heartless. Every single penny that's allocated to taking care of these illegal children, that's money that is not being used to take care of natural-born American citizens. It's really that simple, and we don't have a lot of money, folks. We are in debt up the wazoo. We are. So the idea that we're going to bring all these people in here and we're going to make our own kids and grandkids suffer, no, I'm not playing that game. When push comes to shove, and it really does come down to this, and you have this, like this teacher here in Texas, you have one scholarship. Do you give that scholarship to the smart American kid or the smart illegal? Who do you give it to? That teacher in Texas would say, you've got to give it to the illegal. And I just don't believe that to be the case. By the way, over the weekend in Dallas, Texas, and in Fort Worth, and we're going to be talking about this on Newsmax tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, there were thousands of people coming out to protest our nation. They were all illegals and their supporters. Every single person was waving a flag of another country, not a single American flag in the mix. And if these people love America so much, why are they flying the flags of their home country? Somebody want to explain that to me? Quite frankly, what we should have done, and again, Tom Homan, the guy can only do so much, we should have dispatched a bunch of Border Patrol agents over to these rallies and rounded up all of them. That's what we ought to start doing here. But I'm tired of this. Every other country in the world has a common sense immigration policy, and yet they're saying that America can't have one. And the reason why is very simple, ladies and gentlemen. They want to flood our nation. They want to replace the law-abiding American citizens, and they want to turn us into Venezuela. And we can't let that happen, and Trump isn't going to let that happen. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 of The Big Show coming up next.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Margaret, I don't agree that all these immigrants or all these refugees have been properly vetted. In fact, we know that there are cases of people who allegedly were properly vetted and then were literally planning terrorist attacks on our country. That happened during the campaign, if you may remember. So clearly not all of these foreign nationals have been properly vetted.
No, but there are 30,000 people in the pipeline. Afghan refugees.
But my primary concern as the vice president, Margaret, is to look after the American people. And now that we know that we have vetting problems with a lot of these refugee programs, we absolutely cannot unleash thousands of unvetted people into our country.
These people are vetted. These people are vetted.
Just like the guy who planned a terrorist attack in Oklahoma a few months ago, he was allegedly properly vetted. And many people in the media and the Democratic Party said that he was properly vetted. Clearly he wasn't. I don't want my children to share a neighborhood with people who are not properly vetted. And because I don't want it for my kids, I'm not going to force any other American citizens' kids to do that either.
No, and that was a very particular case. It wasn't clear if he was radicalized when he got here or while he was living here.
I don't really care, Margaret. I don't want that person in my country. And I think most Americans agree with me.
Oh, my goodness. I don't really care, Margaret. That, ladies and gentlemen, is right up there with Make America Great Again as great political slogans. I don't really care, Margaret. That was your vice president, ladies and gentlemen, J.D. Vance. And there were a lot of people that were really upset that J.D. had agreed to do his very first interview with CBS News. And honestly, I'm glad to see him go there because he handed Margaret Brennan, he handed her hat. That was a brilliant, brilliant interview. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, Hour 3 of the Big Show. We're going to be going to the White House a little bit later on. Reagan Reese joins us. Also, our good friend, retired Brigadier General John Tykert, weighs in on the changes happening today at the Defense Department. And we're going to be taking your calls as well, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Oakwood, Georgia. Bob on the line. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind?
Hello, Todd. Good to talk with you today. Yeah, these illegals and their free flights. You know, you probably heard the name Colton Moore in the state of Georgia.
Great. We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. Great guy.
Yeah. Well, Colton actually heard that there were illegals at the Atlanta airport. He's a senator in Georgia now. And he goes down there to check on them, and the National Guard who were guarding these illegals while they were housed at the Atlanta airport would not let him in the room. They actually ran him off, much like the Speaker of the House did the other day when he tried to get into the governor.
Well, let's stay focused here. Yeah, on the issue. Yeah, we talked about that last week. Yeah.
Right, but here's another story. A sheriff down in Florida arrests this young lady for prostitution. She's an illegal. And in their interview, it came out that she was from New York City, and she was in Florida with several Johns appointments to have prostitution with them. And our government paid for her flight from New York to Florida for her to do this. And on top of that, her prostitution was her way of repaying the people who got her across the border to begin with. So she came to America trying to, you know, do a little better, and they made her a sex slave, and our government pays for her travel. Now, figure that one out.
Well, the government's been paying for a lot, and by the government, we have been, and that's stopping. Trump is stopping all of this nonsense, and Bob, I appreciate you calling in. Hollywood's going crazy. Now, Ben Dieter, you know Selena Gomez. She's a very popular.
Very.
Very popular. She is, we can't even play the audio. The audio's not good, but she is just, she's lost it. She's like weeping. I wish I could do something more, but I can't. They're coming after you. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
What did they think deportation meant?
She said, all of my people are getting attacked. The children. I don't understand. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't. I don't know what to do.
I'll try everything. I promise. You know what I want to see? I want to see Selena Gomez try to stop Tom Holman from arresting a pedophile. That's what I want to see.
You know what I want to see? I want to see Selena Gomez and every A-lister in Hollywood that are losing control right now and are emotionally unwell open up their homes, open up their backyards, because they've got the money, right? I mean, Selena Gomez, what is her net worth? Over $1 billion. I mean, she's massively popular.
She's got some money.
So you take care of them. You know, I mean, the issue is they're not having to put up with the problems that you're seeing in Chicago, in inner cities. So why don't you take all of your money and you deal with them?
That didn't work well on Martha's Vineyard. Remember, all the busloads of illegals showed up, and initially the folk said, "Oh, these are the new lawn guys and the mechanics." No, they were there to be housed, and the wealthy, the rich, and the famous there in Martha's Vineyard said, "We don't want them here."
Yep,
wasn't very neighborly.
It's incredibly hypocritical.
Wow,
it's the height of hypocrisy.
All right, Selena Gomez. Yeah, thoughts and prayers, ma'am. She's really losing it. Also, this person right here, this is great. So if you are going to eat at a Mexican restaurant, be careful. You might not want to bring the Cadillac. Cut number two.
Listen, if I pull up to the Mexican restaurant and I see a truck, because let's face it, it's going to be a truck, with a Trump bumper sticker, you're getting keyed. I don't even want to see you at Taco Bell. The only thing you get to eat for the rest of your life is plain white bread and mayonnaise. And I know that you were going to eat a lot of that anyway, but that's all you deserve. You deserve nothing that tastes good for the rest of your life.
What's wrong with mayonnaise? I don't understand.
I love mayonnaise.
What's wrong with white bread?
What's wrong with tuna sandwiches?
Mmm, that's delicious. A little hot sauce.
I know.
Mmm, nice. You got to have the celery, though, in there for the crunch.
So what are they saying? Are they right? Are they saying that everybody in the taco trucks are illegals?
Apparently so.
I mean, way to rat them out, people. You're ratting them out. Tom Holman is going to start going to all the taco trucks.
Wow, we can't even go to Taco Bell, apparently.
No, I think Taco Bell, that is fully staffed by probably Americans. Just saying.
I don't even think Hispanic people are allowed to work in Taco Bell.
Well,
I think it's illegal.
Insane.
By the way, CNN went down to Mexico, or is it Guatemala? No, the G is silent. Mexico. And they interviewed a business guy down there. This is a great interview. And the businessman in Mexico now, says they love El Presidente Trumpo. They love him. Cut number seven.
America, even Mexico is a big market too.
Yet despite the potential loss Trump's tariffs might cause him, Cesar Santos believes widening cartel violence is a bigger threat to business here in Mexico. So much so that he's given up prime real estate to have a police presence nearby.
Fuerza Civil is in our property. Yeah, we donate that area. Yes, in the property.
It's a big part of why he actually supports the man behind the tariffs.
He's strong.
President Trump.
Actually, I like him for all the issues we have in terms of all the criminal gangs and everything like that, the drugs. So we need the help of people like him to stop that.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. As a matter of fact, and it was hard to understand there, but he actually donated property across from his business so the police department could build their police station. It's a brilliant idea. But even the folks, even the law-abiding people in Mexico, they love El Presidente Donaldo. They love him because they know that he is going to go after the cartels. And when that happens, they're all going to be able to live in peace. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, coming up, 5 o'clock Eastern on the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. We're going to be talking to Congressman Glenn Grothman. Also, Beau French is going to join us from the Texas Republican Party there in Fort Worth. Rob Bluey from the Daily Signal. And we're going to be hanging out with Marcus Lemonis from Camping World. He'll be joining us to talk about the story out of North Carolina.
And don't forget, folks, Newsmax, one of the most trusted news sources in the country, the fastest growing cable news channel. All this week, 7 o'clock Eastern, got to watch Rob Schmidt series on President Trump. Also, Rob Finnerty, 8 o'clock Eastern. That's why you need to be watching Newsmax. Even President Trump watches Newsmax there in the White House. You can find Newsmax on all major cable systems and YouTube TV, or you can download our free Newsmax app on your phone or TV and start watching for free. Millions are really making the switch to Newsmax, and you should too. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Welcome in a good friend of this program, retired Brigadier General John Tykert. And, General, I know you've got to be excited about the news coming out of the White House where all of those military personnel who were fired because they refused to take that clot shot are getting redeemed.
Todd, it's great to be with you. And I am the military shamefully removed. More than 8,000 faithful military members because they didn't abide by the COVID vaccine mandate. There were probably another 70,000 that left, though not by the threat of force. But there is a redemption to be had here, and I'm looking forward to seeing the signing of this executive order that invites those amazing Americans back into the military with back pay and benefits. And I think it's the start of maybe returning the well-being back to the United States military and a focus on merit-based, mission-focused leadership.
And this has to make you feel good, and I know you have served our country for so many years so admirably, you and your family. This group of military personnel actually named you one of 18 leaders, model leaders for the DOD, and they were really hoping that you were, I think, number two on their list, saying, we need General Tykert. He needs to be involved at the Pentagon in the Trump administration.
Todd, I was massively honored by that, and that was a groundswell, bottom-up movement that picked those 18 names. Really, for me, it's always been about support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And if there's an opportunity to serve my country under President Trump, I would love to.
I'm curious to get your thoughts on Pete Hegseth. It took the vice president to break the tie vote over the weekend, but he was sworn into office. And right out of the gate, Pete Hegseth says no more DEI at the Department of Defense, no exceptions. Your reaction to that?
Todd, it is so refreshing to get back to a focus on readiness and lethality in the DOD. The American taxpayer invests their hard-earned dollars in us, not to be a social experiment, but to focus on the mission, which is to defeat and deter. And it is so refreshing for military members, past, present, and future, to have a Secretary of Defense that wants to restore a warrior ethos and get back to the main thing, which is readiness and lethality.
I thought that was an interesting word, that warrior ethos. That was part of Hegseth's speech as he addressed the Pentagon earlier today. How long do you think that sort of thing is going to filter down to the troops?
It takes a while to adjust culture, but fortunately some of these executive orders and policies are starting to remove those things that are frankly distractions within the DOD. I like what Secretary Hegseth stressed, which was unity is our strength, not diversity. And a shared purpose. And I think that once you start hearing that from our secretary and you start seeing it implemented being policies of our leaders, then you can quickly snap back to what the military's always been about again, which is readiness and lethality.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is our good friend, Brigadier General John Tykert, retired, listed as one of the men that needs to be a part of the Trump Pentagon. You know, General, we're seeing the military being used now at the border. President Trump sending in hundreds, if not thousands, of troops. What do you make of that? Is that a good thing to do?
Todd, it is so long overdue that in order to maintain our sovereignty and to protect against real national security threat, we need a secure border. And the military is filled with experts, not only just of numbers of manpower, but in defending territory, and we need to get a control of our southern border for national security purposes, amongst others. And it is a very good use of those hundreds or thousands of military members that are being very quickly deployed down south.
You know what I love? Over the weekend, there was the dust up with Colombia. They refused to let our military planes land. And, you know, instead of blowing something up or, you know, taking somebody out, Trump said, yeah, no problem. We'll just slap a 25% tariff on you. And by next week, we'll knock that up to 50%. And what happened? Colombia reversed course. I think this is a great illustration of the definition of peace through strength.
It is. And we have various instruments of national power. Those include military, diplomatic, economic, and intel. And the use of the economic instrument of power in this case was a brilliant one. And it's also a reminder that America is back, because the rest of the world has been demonstrating or seeing a demonstration of our weakness for the last 4 years. And now we're seeing a leader stand up from a position of strength to make sure that the American interests are number one achieved. And it has been great to see that very small indication of President Trump utilizing strength of leadership and strength of will to allow America to achieve her interests.
General, I know that you've got young kids, I don't know if they're looking at the military, but I'm curious if you're hearing from maybe their friends and young people in general, is there more of an interest in joining the military? That's been a big challenge, is getting people to volunteer.
It is. We have had a huge crisis in recruiting and then retention, primarily because we have been distracted and not mission-focused in the military. And people want to join a service or an organization that has a mission and relentlessly pursues that mission. I do have three kids. Two of the three are looking forward to joining the military when they come of age. The other one's still thinking about it. But really, they are doing so to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and to focus on the mission. And the fact that we're getting back to that is long overdue.
All right. I love that. General, real quick, where can people go if they want to get more information about you? I know you've written some great books, leadership books as well. Where can they go to get all that?
Todd, thanks for asking. JohnTeichert.com, T-E-I-C-H-E-R-T, has links to my leadership book, my devotional book, other things that I'm doing. And I love just being able to join you, Todd. Thanks for having me.
All right, General, good hearing from you. The great Brigadier General John Tykert, a retired Air Force general. He was command over at Joint Base Andrews as well as Edwards Air Force Base, and just also a good man of God as well, and a wonderful, wonderful family. Had a chance to go to his book signing over at Edwards Air Force Base a couple of months back when I was in California. The amount of people that showed up to see him and to stand in line to get their book signed really says a lot about his character, and he would make a fine addition to the Trump administration. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, we've been talking a lot on this program about developing and supporting companies and organizations that share our values. And when Dr. Ben Carson and Larry Elder were telling me about Old Glory Bank, I was really intrigued. John Rich, too, by the way. Old Glory Bank was founded by Christians and conservatives, and they have tens of thousands of customers now in all 50 states. Old Glory Bank. You know, one of the big problems with the big guys, they give your information to the government, including your private transactions, which is really inappropriate. And the other big issue is that a lot of conservative groups and companies have actually had their accounts canceled, flat out canceled, because of your political beliefs or your religious beliefs, which is why we really did need an FDIC-insured bank that would protect our privacy and our security and our liberty, and that is Old Glory Bank. So I want you to go and check them out. I'm moving my accounts over to Old Glory Bank, and you ought to go check it out and give it a look. OldGloryBank.com/Stearns. That's OldGloryBank.com/Stearns. You'll be able to open up your account online. You can put your money in the hands of people you can actually trust. And these days, I think that is a huge, huge thing.
So look, I want to go back to the Pentagon, and this is so vitally important. Again, there are so many dumpster fires burning. Number one, the border. And number two, what's happening in our military right now. And look, if you're a grown adult, how you want to live your life, that is between you and God, right? That being said, the military is no place for you to go and join up so you can get a sex reassignment surgery at the cost of the taxpayers. That's not what the military is for. The military is there to kill the enemy and blow things up. That's what the military is supposed to be about. And we had so many people getting so concerned about the direction of the military, many of you calling in, sharing your firsthand accounts. We had so many members of Congress coming on. And so now that Pete Hegseth is coming in, he's going to get things whipped into shape lickety-split. I want you to listen to the first statement he gave to the Pentagon press corps earlier this morning. Cut eight.
Move forward troops, put in more barriers, and also to ensure mass deportations, support of mass deportations in support of the president's objective. That is something the Defense Department absolutely will continue to do. And today there are more executive orders coming that we fully support on removing DEI inside the Pentagon, reinstating troops who were pushed out because of COVID mandates, Iron Dome for America. This is happening quickly. And as the Secretary of Defense, it's an honor to salute smartly, as I did as a junior officer and now as the Secretary of Defense, to ensure these orders are complied with rapidly and quickly. Every moment that I'm here, I'm thinking about the guys and gals in Guam, in Germany, Fort Benning and Fort Bragg, on missile defense sites and aircraft carriers. Our job is lethality and readiness and warfighting. We're going to hold people accountable. The lawful orders of the President of the United States will be executed inside this Defense Department swiftly and without excuse. We will be no better friend to our allies and no stronger adversary to those who want to test us and try us. So, Mr. Chairman, thank you for welcoming me today. I look forward to serving the troops, the warriors of this department. It's the honor of a lifetime, and we're going to get to work. God bless you all. This right here is Jorge Oliveira. He was killed in Afghanistan. He was asked about what I wear on my wrist every single day. It was a troop I served with, a soldier I served with in Guantanamo Bay when I was platoon leader. He was killed in Afghanistan, not in my unit, but when I was there. It's these guys that we do this for, those that have given the ultimate sacrifice. Whatever is needed at the border will be provided, whether that is through state active duty, Title 32, or Title 10. Because we are reoriented, this is a shift. This is not the way business has been done in the past. This is the Defense Department will support the defense of the territorial integrity of the United States of America at the southern border, to include reservists, National Guard, and active duty in compliance with the Constitution, the laws of our land, and the directives of the Commander-in-Chief. Those will be decisions made by the White House. I look forward to conversations about anything we need to do to ensure we're securing our southern border.
Mr. Secretary, how are you going to change military training?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to change military training?
Military training will be focused on the readiness of what our troops in the field need to deter our enemies. More rapid fielding, more rapid opportunity to train as we fight will be something we want our units to do across the spectrum.
All right. Good for you, Pete Hegseth, our new Secretary of Defense, and doing a great job. Rob Smith is a TPUSA influencer, and he is a decorated Iraq combat veteran. And he just posted a lengthy message on X. This is interesting, and I'm just going to read what he says here. This is Rob Smith saying, I am a combat veteran. I am also a gay man. Trump is absolutely right to ban trans service members. And then he goes on to explain why in this rather lengthy post here. So it's worth you follow him, Rob Smith, online, and you'll be able to read his rationale. And coming from a very different perspective as someone like Pete Hegseth. I've got to play this audio. This came from a Chick-fil-A, and I don't know what it is about Chick-fil-A, but there's we're starting to see this happening in McDonald's now, where Chick-fil-A used to be the Chick-fil-A became the gathering place for a lot of people. McDonald's used to be that way. And then over the years, things kind of went south in McDonald's, and I think they're starting to get their act together again, which is great. And maybe McDonald's will once again become that gathering place for folks just to sit around and drink coffee, share a sandwich or whatever. And anyway, Chick-fil-A has become that place. Anyway, there is a military veteran, and he's been going to Chick-fil-A every, you know, I think just about once a week. And it turns out it's his birthday, but it's not just any birthday. This guy is 102 years old. And so he and his wife, they go to the Chick-fil-A and they share a sandwich together. And something really interesting happened at this particular Chick-fil-A when the employees all came out to sing Happy Birthday.
Mr. Clyde, you know that you're one of our favorite guests and certainly our favorite veteran. So last year I gave you a gift card. So this year I want to give you a cow. A big cow.
Oh, so, eat more chicken.
Eat more chicken. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Clyde. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I just think this is awesome. And, you know, it's... This is really what it's all about. This was the Chick-fil-A in Lenexa, Kansas. And the gentleman there, Mr. Clyde, his name is Clyde Grisham, 102 years old. He is an Army veteran, and he served 4 years during World War II. He and his wife, Dolores, are good friends of the Chick-fil-A, and they always love coming and having dinner there. And they threw the whole crew came out, Ben Dieter. And if you've been to Chick-fil-A, you know, they all came out there and they sang happy birthday and had
such
a good
old
time.
Story.
What a great story.
Such a feel-good story.
What a great, you know, years ago, I was made an honorary Chick-fil-A employee.
What?
Yeah, I got the name badge, the whole nine yards.
That's huge.
It's massive.
Did they give you food? That's what I would want.
So I said, "Do I get the employee discount?" And he said, "No, you don't get the employee. It's an honorary position."
Gotcha.
But I was honored. I love that. Anyway, what a lovely couple, and Dolores just looks. She looks like a spring chicken, as they say. So good on the good people there at Chick-fil-A in Lenexa, Kansas. That's near Kansas City. And about halfway between Kansas City and Wichita. And Dylan, did you watch the game last night?
No, I skipped out on it because I'm bored of these two teams making it.
So, yeah, Philadelphia. Look, I'm glad Philadelphia's in it. But I got to tell you, this Kansas City situation.
It's ridiculous. And you add Taylor Swift on top of it. It's just more annoying than ever before.
It is. And you're not allowed to say anything because the owners are like Christians. So, you know, it's kind of like you can't be hating on Chick-fil-A or the Kansas City Chiefs.
I guess so.
But I'm just saying there are some very questionable calls.
Yes.
And they've all gone in favor of Kansas City.
They always do, Todd. The refs and Patrick Mahomes, best friends.
It's a miracle.
They hang out after the game.
It's clearly.
I wanted the Commanders to be in it because they haven't. They're, you know, they came out of nowhere.
There was some sort of a weird story. We'll have to talk about this. We're going to run out of time here, but there was a weird story about the touchdown and the referees telling Washington that, you know, or telling anyway, it was a big scandal. We'll save that for another day. We've got to take a quick break here, folks. We'll be right back. All right, folks, don't forget 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our friend Reagan Reese, who is now the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. Reagan, congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
So how's that going so far, and what's the acclimation process like? Have you gotten in any fights with anybody yet in the press corps? You know they're all lefties.
Well, so actually, Todd, I was the White House correspondent under the Biden administration for about a year, but it does feel like I'm starting a new job all over again because it is so different covering the Trump administration than it has been covering the Biden administration before those same outlets that, you know, we just love so much, those MSNBCs, those CNNs, CBS, ABCs, got all of the questions. At one point, I know it was discussed in a press meeting that maybe for press conferences there should be assigned seating, just like in the briefing room, with how the legacy media gets those first couple of seats, and that's really all the press secretary goes beyond. But now it's really anybody's game. President Trump has taken more questions in just those few hours that he was in office than Joe Biden did in an entire week. And he's calling on anybody. There's no scripted list of what reporters he's going to call on. There's no pre-approved questions. He's calling on whoever he wants, and he's shutting up reporters that he doesn't like that are speaking. And so it's a completely new world, and it feels like a new job. And it's also just higher profile and way more access for the Daily Caller this time around.
Reagan, what are some of the things that you are seeing as far as priorities? Certainly, the immigration roundups over the weekend have been pretty significant.
Yes. This, you know, the border, it's really interesting because you look back at J.D. Vance's interview this weekend with Meet the Press, I believe it was, and they're trying to hit him on how egg prices aren't lowered, and that's not something that's something the president campaigned on, and that's a promise he has not kept. If you look at, you know, everything that Trump and his administration have done, especially on the border, this is exactly what he said he was going to do, and now he is, you know, holding his side of the bargain and putting that into action for the American people. And so I think that the border is definitely taken center stage right now. I read today that there are going to be some DEI, you know, getting rid of more DEI in the military and various aspects of government, executive orders coming. And so I think that's another thing that's going to take center stage soon is this culture war. That was a big thing coming out of 2020, and I think kind of went under the radar going into the 2024 election. But that is something that I think President Trump and his administration are going to take a big focus on in the coming weeks and months.
And of course, over the weekend, I thought it was fascinating, again, the vice president having to go in, having to break that tie vote. You know, that does lead to questions about some of the more controversial nominees coming up. We've got Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., and we're hearing that as many as 7 Republicans may be opposing RFK Jr. Is the White House confident that they're going to be able to sway over the Republican majority?
You know, that's going to be a great question. I think we're going to dive into more going into this week, whether it's the president himself that's going to address it or Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. You know, I think the posture of the White House when it's come to these secretary picks is, of course, it's going to be a battle. Of course, these picks are controversial, but this is, you know, what the American people voted for when they voted for Donald Trump. They didn't want those same old bureaucrat cabinet officials coming in there. And so I think President Trump, from what I've seen and things that I've read and you know, overheard and the people I've spoken to, these picks seem like a challenge that they want to fight, a battle that they want to fight. And so I think we're going to see more of that and just how strong support some of these picks have from President Trump in the coming weeks.
All right, Reagan, we're going to have to leave it there. Good luck to you. I know you're going to be super busy. This is a very active president we have here.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Reagan Reese, everybody, White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. Real quick, I want to try to squeeze in a quick call here from Lee Newbern, North Carolina, listening to us today. Lee, what's going on?
Well, first of all, I'm very proud of our new president. I really like his style. But I was concerned about what might be going on the northern border. I'm wondering if so much attention is being paid to the southern border that maybe the smugglers are going to be shifting their attention to the northern borders. And I hadn't heard a whole lot about what's going on up there.
Lee, it could be. Look, I mean, right now they've got a big job ahead of their hands getting the southern border controlled. And look, if in fact they are finding that people are sneaking across the northern border, no doubt about it. I think Tom Homan will be allocating, you know, resources up there. But as you heard, the borders are, say, they only have a certain amount of money to play with here. And right now the major emphasis is on the southern border.
I understand that. But that was the main thing I wanted to call about, is just hopefully they're not losing sight of what's going on up there.
Lee, I don't think they are, but it's a good point to bring up. And look, we got a lot going on, and it's hard to imagine. This is only week two, and I think people are winded. You know, they're not used to winning this much so quickly. So anyway, Lee, God bless you, and thank you for calling in. Wow, this was a super fan show today. I don't know what the deal was, but we had a lot of fun, covered a lot of ground. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. Again, 5 o'clock Eastern. We're also hearing Trump may speak during my show tonight. So tune in, and we'll be sure to cover the breaking news, whatever that might be. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great day, everybody. You be good, America.